Nice plating.
It's Breakfast Food with Natalie Guest.
Kia ora, Nat.
Morning.
How you going?
How's it going?
Snap. It's going good. I tried out the lime tart recipe you brought us last week. And
How'd it go?
Well, I left the oven on grill the first time, was fully my own fault here. But then the second time, it was great. It was lovely.
I also so tried the lime tart, but did a lemon tart, and I think I could have cooked it longer, but it was very delicious.
Yeah, so thanks for that. What are we talking about this morning, though?
We're going to talk about coffee.
Nice.
We love coffee.
Yeah. We do.
Yeah. I'm sitting here drinking a cup, trying to wake up. Tess knows this, and I earn my craft working in the coffee industry. I work for Coffee Supreme in Auckland. And I thought it would be a cool opportunity to talk about like how to make a great cup of coffee at home. We're all still at home.
Yeah,
we are.
And then I want to talk about tiramisu.
That's my favourite dessert.
My favourite dessert. Yes! Oh,
there it is again.
So how do you make the best cup of coffee at home? Because I think this is probably like says a lot about people's personalities, the way they make their coffee.
Yeah, no judgment. there's lots of great ways to make coffee at home. I want to talk about plunger or French press just because I think it's probably the most common piece of equipment that people have in their homes.
Nice.
And a severely underrated way of making coffee as well. That I guess the most important factor is your coffee beans, so making sure you've got really nice fresh coffee beans. And if you're making a plunger, you kind of want to get something that's a filter roast. You can ask your local coffee roaster, or like Farofresh also offers filter roasted coffee as well as espresso roasted coffee. It's just a little bit lighter. It can sit in water for a bit longer for the slower brew methods. So you want really fresh coffee. You also want to have it ground correctly. So especially people who invest in espresso machines for home and stuff, the best thing that you can do is get a really good grinder.
Okay.
Super important. And if any of your listeners, if you guys have any questions, text through, happy to answer them.
Yeah, text in your coffee questions, 5395. Nat will put her best coffee hat on and answer them.
So having your coffee ground, so you can get your coffee ground at your local coffee roaster or, Goodfell store, they're really awesome. Barrow, those places will all grind coffee for you on site if you like. And the next is actually to get some scales out and weigh your coffee and your water that you're using.
Whoa, we're talking proper coffee making here.
You can definitely eyeball it.
I like the full science method.
I feel like if you've got the time now, which I'm sure you do, listener.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, treat yourself. Cool. So a good ratio for all brewing methods, plunger included, is 60 grams of ground coffee to 1 liter of water. So if you're making a plunger, you want it to be quite a coarse grind, so it should look like kind of raw sugar.
Nice.
So you put your coffee into your plunger. It's like a pro tip if you heat up your plunger beforehand.
Ooh.
And then you boil your water, you put say we're doing a litre, we've got a massive plunger, you put your 60 grams of coffee into the plunger and then pop the whole thing on top of the scales because you're going to weigh the water as well. And so you wet the coffee grinds, maybe fill the plunger up halfway, and then you give it a little stir with a spoon. Just to make sure everything's wet.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put the rest of the water in. And then when you put the lid of the plunger on, you just depress the plunger kind of maybe 2 centimetres just so all the coffee is submerged in the water. You put a timer on for 5 minutes. Pretty good time for all plungers, no matter how much coffee you're making.
Okay.
So 5 minute brew time. And then once that timer goes off, depress the plunger fully and then pour all of the coffee out of the plunger into cups for you and your Sano, or just into another vessel so that you can keep drinking it.
So you shouldn't leave it in the plunger. Okay.
Yeah, it'll just keep brewing and it will just get a little bit too strong.
Yeah, I was going to say, would that make it more caffeinated and get you sort of more buzzed going down that road?
No, because caffeine is water soluble, so as soon as you're brewing it, the caffeine's out.
Have you actually always wondered that?
We've had a couple of texts in. I think this is more of just a expression. Someone said, I'm still using the mortar and pestle and the saucepan on the stove method I started in the first lockdown. Ooh. Good beans, though. Occasionally boil it up with a little sugar and cinnamon. Can you forgive me?
That sounds like camping. I like the sound of that.
I've never done that. There's nothing to forgive. keep going if that's how you like your coffee. That's awesome.
Live your truth, Texter. Live your truth. Yeah. Someone else has asked, what makes some coffee taste bitter, Nat? What is the bitter thing in coffee?
It's that you've over extracted it, so you've left it in water for too long.
Right.
So it might be that maybe you've bought some espresso ground coffee, which is very fine, so like a floury kind of texture, and you've used it in your plunger. So those small particles are obviously going to get extracted a lot quicker than a larger particle. Right. Well, let's not go into it too much.
I'm feeling slightly like a dog with a tail between my legs because I've done that accidentally lots of times. And once you've bought it and you're like, oh, I've got this old bag now, I have to
use it.
Every time you have a plunge of coffee with it, you're like, it's not quite right.
Yeah, I'm interested to, because I've never weighed, I make a lot of plunger. I like a plunger coffee. I think I lived off that when I was at home the first lockdown. But I've never weighed my ratios. In fact, I've just kind of eyeballed it and been like, meh, that looks all right. So I'd be interested to weigh it.
Taste the difference.
Taste the difference, yeah.
Yeah. I think that plungers make great tasting coffee. Mm. But yeah, definitely having a recipe improves it, much like tiramisu.
Hey.
Ooh, nice segue.
I love that. All right, hit us with your best tiramisu, because this is a...
Have you made tiramisu, Rach?
I've never made it. My grandma makes a really good one, though. That's a good Christmas staple. Yum. Yeah.
Yeah, it's such a good dessert. It's one of my favourites to make if I'm having a dinner party, because, you feed people up and they're like, whoa, really full, and then you hit them with a coffee dessert and it kind of piques everyone a little bit.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Brings the energy back after eating.
So does tiramisu actually have caffeine in it?
Yeah, definitely. Oh. Yep. So what you need is some Ladyfinger biscuits. So you can buy them at Pack and Save now, which is great. So you need one pack, which is about 20. You need 150 mils of really strong coffee. So if you do accidentally buy the wrong coffee, it's super strong. This is perfect. Do you want to do, if you were just making it at home, you would make a really strong brew. You shouldn't really be able to drink it and enjoy it. And then you want to add, 3 tablespoons of orange liqueur is optional into your coffee. And that'll sweeten it up a little bit. You need a cup of mascarpone, which is an Italian kind of very rich cream cheese, and some rum, again optional, but delicious. You need 2 large eggs separated, so the yolks and the whites separated. You need 50 grams of caster sugar divided into 25-gram lots, 1 cup of cream, some vanilla extract and a pinch of salt and some cocoa powder. Tiramisu is a game of many bowls.
You need
a lot of bowls. But it's so easy to whip out in front of your guests. It's worth doing the prep. So what you need to do is you put the coffee into a bowl with the orange liqueur, and then you get your Ladyfinger biscuit.
I would like to know if anybody has ever bought a Ladyfinger biscuit for any reason other than to make a tiramisu or a trifle. Why would you do that? I don't know. You halve them, though. Is that right?
Yeah, they're pretty dry. So, you half the amount. You get a vessel large enough for you to put your full tiramisu in. And then you roll the Ladyfingers in the coffee, but don't soak them because they go really mushy.
Mm.
So just roll them in and you do a base layer on your container, and then you want to whip your mascarpone with with the rum. So just get an egg beater out and make it fluffy, and then that should be in your biggest bowl. And then you want to get your egg yolks and some sugar, so 25 grams of sugar, and you whip it again over a double boiler, so a pot of boiling water.
Okay.
And then they should be fluffy and pale, and then you add them into the mascarpone, and then you get another bowl, and you whip some whip your cream and fold that into the mascarpone mixture, and then you get another bowl, and you beat your egg whites with some sugar and a pinch of salt into the stiff peaks.
I'm just imagining all these bowls of lovely, fluffy mixtures.
It's so satisfying. If anyone has ever done the egg white whipping, it's so satisfying to form those peaks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so you gently fold those the egg whites into the mascarpone cream egg yolk mixture. Put a layer down on top of your lady fingers. Dip the rest of the lady fingers in the coffee and do another layer on top of that cream, and then add the rest of the mascarpone mixture on top of the lady fingers again. So you should have layers of coffee dip, lady fingers, cream, and then you dust it with cocoa and put it in the fridge for at least 3 hours.
Oh, nice.
And it is chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss, yes. Chef kissy fingers.
I think I'm going to give it a go. It's my favourite dessert. Sure. I've never made it myself because I just don't
have any time now.
Confidence in myself. But here we go. Now I do. Thanks, Nat.
Nat, that has made me very hungry, as per usual, but I'm definitely going to give that one a crack. It sounds awesome. Dave's texted in to agree with you that the first and biggest investment should be a good good quality coffee grinder. You're getting a big thumbs up there. And someone wants to know, what's your go-to coffee order when you're out and about? What's your go-to coffee order, Nat?
Milk doesn't agree with me, sadly. So I've got to take it easy on the mascarpone and in the tiramisu. But I always order a long black. If a cafe does filter coffee, I will order filter coffee as well.
Nice.
But, yeah.
Lovely.
Keeping it simple, we like to hear.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much for that, Nat. That sounds fantastic. If anybody is like desperately trying to write down all the ingredients, this will be up in the B-casts later so you can listen back to it then. We'll talk to you again next week, Nat. Fingers crossed maybe in the studio if the levels allow it. So hopefully see you then.
See ya.
Ka kite.
The B stands for breakfast.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.